Blog Talk Radio. Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing, share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone. Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdrastuytse. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Grand Rising, and thank you all for joining us for another Wednesday edition of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. And if you are listening live and want to join this conversation, we want you to give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1 when you're ready to speak. And we will certainly add you to this discussion today as we talk about transforming prison institutions to peace education centers. And we're going to be joining our co-host, Kareem Hamid, and the American Muslim 360 family in just one moment. So we invite you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday morning mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, self-care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, repairing broken families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, soulful solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, health and well-being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
the female solution to a myriad of issues, to a myriad of issues, and we so value the female. Praise be to Allah. As I await Naima Latif, I want to share with you an important public service announcement. And I ask you, don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while. And Naima, if you are with us, press one on your phone, and I will open up your mic after this important public service announcement.
What is American Muslim 360, you ask? It's hard hitting.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our hosts. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
And so we are looking forward to this stimulating conversation because it is a time for us to take control of what happens to people after they have gone into institutions that are supposed to be correctional institutions. But unless we make something happen within those institutions, then the problem will not be corrected. It will merely be expanded and increased. And so what we will continue to have is what we are having, which is an increase in crime and violence. But what if we had within those institutions an education that truly transformed the inmates as well as those guarding them? So I believe we have now I've been joined by our co-host, Kareem Hamid. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalamu Naima. Alhamdulillah, and grand rising to everyone that's under the sound of our voice. Praise be to Almighty God Allah. And I'm looking forward to a very informative broadcast this morning. This is a major problem. The United States has more people in prisons than all the other countries combined. There's a problem here.
Absolutely. You know, this has been an issue that people are divided on because there's so much fear. We have so much fear of each other so that when something thing people can think of is how do we protect ourselves from those people. And those people are undetectable by how they look. If you think about how silly it is, because someone has a physical appearance, you presume that they're dangerous. And so you clamp down on everybody who looks like somebody who did something. Well, that's outrageous. That's like if I'm driving down the street and somebody with a white Honda runs a stoplight, and the police see them go through the stoplight, but then they chase me and give me a ticket. And I said, well, why are you giving me a ticket? Because somebody with a white Honda ran a stoplight. Well, that wasn't me. Yeah, but they had a white Honda. But it wasn't me. And that's kind of what's happening in our society. We're so afraid of people that we will assume that if someone does something that looks like something, then everybody who looks like that is dangerous. Well, that certainly doesn't make any sense. And therefore, the system of imprisonment is not really helpful because it doesn't deal with the individual who is in some way emotionally and psychologically and mentally wounded and needs to be healed and re-educated so they can think differently and operate differently when they return to society. But if all we're doing is giving them more pain, we're not correcting the source of the problem. So one of the things that we have done, and we're launching this new school this fall, we've been working on it for the past several years, the New Earth Homeschool Academy. And one of the classes that we're teaching is called Peace Education. It's a class presented HWPL, which is the Global Peace Organization, Heavenly Culture, World Peace, Restoration of Light. And this is a course that helps people understand that we're all part of one unified system. And so your place in it is very critical because what you do affects the whole. And it helps people to see just as nature operates as a system, so do we as parts of nature, as part of the entire earth. And so our thinking has to be and how we can add to the collective well-being. It's a wonderful course that I've taken through HWPL for the purpose of being able to teach it to others. And so we've established this online school to teach several courses, but this particular one that we'll be talking about today is called Peace Education. It really does help people to see that the only way to succeed is to operate as part of a harmonious collective body. Now, the challenge that we have is that the society itself does not operate as a harmonious collective body. The society that we have is very harsh and punitive and divisive. So part of our responsibility is to change the society in which we live so that it truly is fair. The reason why people commit crimes is that they don't feel like they're part of a harmonious collective body. Matter of fact, they feel betrayed, feel excluded. They feel shunned, misused, and taken advantage of. So there's no sense of loyalty to a whole because they've already been kicked out of society. So we're going to bring people back into the society. We have to change the thinking about how we operate as a society. It can't be a competitive thing, us against them or me against you. It's got to be where we see ourselves as a whole. So of our New Earth Homeschool Academy is to teach classes that are built on this principle of oneness. It's not the principle that the public school system operates under, which is why the public school system doesn't work and which is why the society doesn't work. If you're teaching children that the reason that they're learning things is because they have to compete against an enemy or an unseen force or people who don't look like them or people who are going to take their things, then you're teaching people to think as adversaries. So how much easier is it to simply become an adversary of everybody and to think that it makes sense to steal from people? Because if, after all, you're here to get yours at the expense of others, if that's the principle that's being taught, then that's the activity we're going to see happen. So we have to change how we teach, which means changing how we think, which means changing the intention behind the teaching and behind our very existence. We're existing here to operate as a whole. And that's the philosophy behind the New Earth Homeschool Academy, and that's the philosophy behind this course that we'll be presenting this fall called Peace Education. So I'm excited because I see that it's definitely something that can direct our young people in a new way of thinking, but we also are looking at people who've been damaged and people who've done damaging things and are now in institutions that are going to further damage them. and send them back out into society so they can do more harm. Well, if we don't want that to happen, we have to change what happens to them while they're in those institutions. So there's no better time to transform your mind, your heart, and your spirit than when you're doing time and you're in isolation. You can meditate, you can think, and you can absorb new information. Our goal is to present these peace education classes in the institutions where people who have acted against the society because they don't see themselves as a part of the society. And perhaps they've even been treated like outsiders, denied basic necessities or access to education or the ability to take care of themselves. Or maybe they've just made bad decisions out of greed. But either way, the thinking has to change so that when they come out of those institutions, we can wipe their slate clean because they truly have been re-educated, reformed, and need to be respected as new citizens. So in addition to teaching this class that they would pass before they're readmitted into society, we also have to change how we treat them. That means no asking on job applications, have you done time? It doesn't matter. Or have you been convicted? It doesn't matter. We have to stop treating people who have made mistakes and served time as if they're still worthy of punishment and can't be trusted. We have to stop doing that. And so that means we have to ensure that they truly have been re-educated. Being punished for a crime doesn't make you stop doing it if you don't take away the reason for the commission of the crime in the first place. So this is a step toward correcting what we, the society, have created, which is a place that's unsafe because you have people whose thinking is hostile and adversarial because they don't feel like they're part of the society. So we're going to talk about that today because there are a lot of people who feel like, well, you know, bad people need to be put away. And that's the only way we're going to stay safe is put away the bad people. So I'm putting forth this thought, and I want us to examine this thought. There are no bad people. There are people who are responding to conditions that they have experienced. And those conditions have shaped their thinking and sometimes made their thinking self-destructive. But I'm putting forth the thought that everyone at their core is a good person. And we can rediscover the goodness in all people and cultivate it and help to heal that which has been injured in them that made them turn toward bad behavior. Then we're looking at today in order to take the idea of punishment and inflicting pain on people when they go into prison and instead give them healing and a new education. So let's talk about that. Peace education, transforming prison institutions into peace education centers. Are we willing to do it? And what would be the hesitation that those in positions of leadership and authority would have to such a program? So what are your thoughts on that, Kareem?
Oh, praise be to Allah. Yes, it's a well-needed effort. We are, for those of us that are conscious, we do want to be able to reach the mind of those that are held in correctional centers. There's two prongs to this. Praise be to Allah. There's the society in which we all are a part of, and then there's the penal system. The problem lies in both prongs, in both parts of this problem. the society, how it's structured, the thinking, first let me say this. There was a cliche that was used some years ago, but it's still applicable today. Johnny can't read. Johnny can't read. I don't think it would surprise us to know that there are millions of people that are functionally illiterate. The dropout rate in our educational system has been tremendous. So the lack of education breeds the lack of opportunity. And the lack of opportunity puts one in what's known as a survival mode. Survival mode. And here's another way to look at this. Especially for the African American population. We were not brought here to be anything other than a useful tool for labor, manual labor. Well, at this point in time, believe it or not, the demand for manual labor has greatly decreased. So you are a surplus, a commodity that in a lot of fields are no longer needed. So what do we do with all of this surplus? What do we do with them? Well, tell you what we'll do. We are building facilities across the country to hold them. Well, how can you assure that they will be housed there? Diminished upward mobility opportunity in their communities. When you withhold sustenance, education, an opportunity, you put people in the survival mode, in kind of a jungle environment, the survival of the fittest. And so this is social engineering that has taken place and is taking place. First, once more, Johnny can't read. So the corrections has to be made on two prongs. One is the society, and then once someone does find themselves in a correctional facility, as you stated earlier, now you have somewhat of a captive audience. And to impress upon them what has happened to them, why you are here. You didn't volunteer for this, but you're here. Let me tell you what brought you here. There's a pattern that leads to incarceration.
Yeah.
You think you're here because you didn't orchestrate this. Let me explain to you, Mr. and Mrs., as to how you got here. And this is a huge, it's not just your local, your locale. This has been socially engineered and orchestrated that you end up here. Now that you're here, and if I can impress upon you that you are a victim of circumstances, and only you can defeat those circumstances and turn your life around. And if they accept that, see, there must be acceptance. And I find that acceptance is part of being educated and aware of what has happened to you. And you want to make your life, you want to make things different. So the education, and the education must occur on the outside, but and on the inside, because giving someone your skills that they can't market or sell, giving them education that does not that they cannot utilize to take care of themselves is just a futile effort. It's just a futile effort. So the education that we should give, for me, this is my own opinion, is that impress upon us that we have, yes, we have an internal property that we can develop an economy ourselves, legal economy, legal. We can develop businesses ourselves and employ each other, because education is knowing it goes beyond just academics. It goes beyond academics. Education is to put you in touch with yourself and the value that is within you. You are not just a used up commodity. There's internal worth in you. I was speaking with a friend of mine, and I said to him, you know, people can walk around in these what's called meat suits in our bodies for their whole life. And when they want to look at themselves, they'll go to a mirror or they'll pick up a picture and say, that's me. But that is just a carriage. You haven't been introduced to you. You haven't been introduced to yourself. You live your whole life and you never met your true self. That happens in the millions. You never met your, who is that that speaks to you? Energy inside of you, that is you. You are more than this animal that we're walking around inside of. So I believe it's very essential that we introduce someone to themselves. You are not just this flesh and blood and all of these things. You are more than that. There's an energy inside that is you, to live your whole life and you never met you. So I put great value in introducing people to what and who they truly are. Then we're not manipulated by external factors. This is very important. To live your whole life and you think that the image that you see in the mirror is you. That is not you. That's just the carriage that God gave you to communicate and have an interaction with this material, creation. So that is very important, that you are more than just this lump of flesh and blood. You are more than just your appetite, the need to eat, sleep, play, drink. You need to throw your intellect.
Well, now there are some challenges to that. And yes. There are some challenges to working with people who end up in those institutions. We're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about some of the challenges that those who have strived to work within the system that house people who have made incorrect decisions, hurtful and harmful decisions against themselves and others, those who have gone into the institutions and worked with people who are there wanting to produce the best out of them, and yet they've discovered there are some difficulties. And we'll talk about that when we come back. And we'll share some of the comments we've received from viewers on Facebook. And we've got some callers on the line that want to join this conversation. And we want you to give us a call, 515-605-9325 or 515-605-9891. And press 1 so that you can speak to our live audience and share your thoughts. And we'll be right back after this quick break. So stay with us.
Hi, I'm Barbara. I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms.
And in case you didn't notice the resemblance, we're also three sisters.
We're going to be coming to you every week, sharing our successes and our mistakes as we navigate our lives as moms, wives, sisters, daughters, and of course, black women in today's world.
We'll talk about it all. Race, politics, religion, economics, culture, and we'll take a look at everything from whether or not to use corporal punishment to how do you teach your children about sex.
Look for our upcoming book, Growing Up Charles. It's a personal story about our lives growing up in Maple Park on Chicago's South Side. I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. Follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Three Black Moms.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Yeah.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their story to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Poussin. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viasa. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Viasa. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone.
Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness sessions on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Unmuted.
And we are back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, along with our co-host, Kareem Hamid, and our American Muslim 360 family. And those who are watching, we want you to feel free to write in your comments. We'll share them with our listening and viewing audience. We got a couple of comments on our Facebook page. Eric James Stewart says, "Peace is my secret formula." And he says, "People need to see what peace looks like." Okay, the peace challenge is on. Says, "The whole is the fruit from a tree. They always fall when it's time to cut off the vine." Yes, that is true. We are talking about peace education today.
Naima?
Yes. And
yes, we have a caller here on the AM360 line that has pressed one on their phone. It's you're ready, I would like to open up their mic.
Well, we certainly do want to hear from our callers. And if you're listening online and want to join the conversation, call in 515-605-9325 or 515-605-9891 and share your thoughts as we talk about bringing peace education to the prison system and changing the purpose of those institutions to truly be places where people are transformed and reformed, mind, body, and spirit. So let's hear from our callers.
Okay, error code 727309. Martha Naila Abdullah, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Praise be to Almighty God. Greetings of peace to you, Kareem, and to you, Naima, and all of the listeners and viewers. Praise be to Almighty God. You know, this is like we're all on this journey, and we're taking step by step, step by step. We can't give up now. We have to keep going. When you presented what you were sharing, Naima, and I said, praise be to God, and then Kareem added, you know, the two-prong, and I said, praise be to God. The thinking, I ventured into a conversation with those who are, quote-unquote, overseeing a prisoner. And I asked the question, you know, what does being human mean to those individuals, to the ones who are writing the policies and procedures that are carried out? What is their thinking about being human? And praise be to Almighty God, that is why we're initiating, we now, Community-Wide Shura Conference, is initiating in September 14th through the 18th in St. Petersburg, Florida. But it will be all around on social media and everywhere on AM360. And in God willing, to have that discussion and to have solutions, but we know it is goal, has to be goal-oriented. Then we all don't know what to be human, how to be human, or what human means. And so when you mention about the enemy on the outside and the adversities that individuals go through, we're all coming from the angle, but do we understand what it means to be human? So praise be to Almighty God. What does human mean? And then what's your source of your definition of being human? And then let's begin to be human to exact the peace that is innate in all of us, you know, the center pole, as you said, the core. So praise be to Almighty God. I'll stop right there because I'll be talking the rest of the day. Inshallah. Thank you so very much. God peace be upon everyone.
Well, thank you so much. Now, Martha Nyla, before you go, explain a little bit about the program that you all are launching and the date and how people can get involved.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, the dates are September 14th. That's Wednesday. When the CWSC directors will be arriving to St. Petersburg, Florida, coming in and but acknowledging that there is a hosting area of work with a local area, and that's the Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association is local, and we will address the city council at 1 p.m., 1:30 p.m., but we will first be with the interfaith body and address an introduction and to begin the conversation. So the fifth is all around the 50-year human family strategic planning, based on just what I said about what does human being human mean to everyone. So the contact, you can contact us through 910-317-0297. That's the CWSC office line, 910-317-0297, or email us with your interest, and that's info@cwsc.us. info@cwsc.us. And your contributions can be made. This is a think tank fashion form, rather. So it is, we're expecting contributions from everywhere, God willing. But we know emotionalism cannot be the thrust of it. It has to be from a research point and from an intentional goal-setting situation that will continue on. So this is the initiative, not just an event. It's an initiative. So praise be to Almighty God.
Yes, thank you so much for sharing, Sister. I believe people are having new ideas that they wish to institute. The challenge that we have, there's an idea that people who have wronged others don't deserve good treatment. They deserve punishment. They deserve to feel the pain that they caused others. And that's what tends to be the overall philosophy of these institutions. And they're not realizing that if you give pain to people, they're going to give it back to you. That the idea of receiving pain is not a deterrent to criminal behavior. As Kareem was pointing out earlier, you have a structure in a society that deprives people from access to knowledge, education, training, preparation, basic necessities. So they're going to seek to get what they need in ways that are illegal because the legal ways have been made difficult for them. And it's by design because these institutions are profit-making. So we have to change our intention as a society in wanting to inflict pain on people. Now, you have a lot of people, you know, folks who've been carjacked, robbed, had loved ones killed, and they feel like, look, these people who hurt people, they need to feel pain. I'm not trying to reform nobody. I'm not trying to give them no counseling or therapy or education. They need to just rot in jail. That's the feeling. And that's the feeling of the people who run these institutions. So how do we change the thought that creates that kind of institution that isn't helpful and only add more hurt. How do we change the thinking that creates those institutions? So rather than looking at the people who are in there as those who need to suffer because they made others suffer, and to realize these are people who are expressing the pain that they were feeling and the disconnection they felt to others, the reason why they harmed people. How do we do that? That's the question.
We have a caller here on the AM 360 studio board.
Yes.
And we hope that they can lend their answers to the questions that we're posing this morning.
Yes.
Inshallah.
And we've got a couple of callers here, so we'll take that caller, and then we'll go to 863-816 and then 773-960. We'll take those calls after you go to the AM 360 switchboard. Go right ahead. Caller name and,
okay.
And where you're calling from.
Error code 312-671.
Where are
you? What's your name and where you calling from?
Thank you. We're on Yashalom, Ahura. We don't die, we multiply. Black power forever. Assalamu alaikum. Shalom. Brother Kareem and Sister Naima. My beloved brother and sister, how you doing today? Minister Plum.
Peace and
blessings.
Yes, well, peace and blessings back to you. How do we do solve the problem with, you know, the female solution and the black male solution? How do we solve the problem? We solve it with a black code, Brother Kareem, Sister Naima. We solve it with black power, which is the righteous power of the authentic, the original brothers and sisters that's plumping up Chicago, America, and the world. The Honorable Mayor Harold Lee Washington said, we must plump the whole community. So we are
so I have a question for you, Minister Plum.
Peace, love, unity, marketing people. Yes, ma'am.
I have a question
right
for you, Minister Plum.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You know, when I was teaching parenting classes in the Cook County Jail, a realization came to me, even though we are disproportionately the ones serving time. You have a multiracial population behind bars, and many of them have done some minor things, but many of them have done some hurtful things. And many of them, there were blacks, whites, Hispanics, and many mixtures of racial identities there. But what I observed is that all of them at some point felt like nobody loved them. Nobody cared for them. So you had people who would form groups, and we know that there is, you know, gang affiliations behind bars where people form groups of those of like-minded or like racial group or neighborhood or whatever the designation is, because people felt like there is an enemy that they have to protect themselves against. So you had a hostile environment and people who are angry and people who are being treated badly by those who are watching over them. So in that environment, I'm coming with an idea of trying to restore the motherly and guidance on how to teach your children and how to restore the love between the mother and child and guidance of the parents and women who have been emotionally wounded by the society. So it goes beyond racial identity. It's the human identity. And like Brother Kareem was saying, you know, when you have people who have, whatever happened to them, they have hurt people, and they've been hurt by people. How do we create a sense of oneness among the various racial groups that are sometimes purposely pitted against each other so that there can be an excuse to clamp down on them and inflict further punitive measures, when our goal is to create an environment of peace. How do we do that?
Thank you.
If I may lend some.
Thank you. Go ahead, Brother Kareem. Yeah. Excuse me, sir.
Yes, if I may lend some commentary to that. We are talking about human beings. Human beings, not color classification. That's another artificial construct. As I stated earlier, the human being has to be introduced to himself. The majority of people are casualties of war, against the human being. If the human being can construct a philosophy for life, a philosophy of life, I believe we can go beyond these classifications and also this war that has been pitted on the human being. The philosophy that I offer is to be peacemakers. Peacemakers. That is what we are. We are peacemakers. So at our very nature, that energy that I pointed to that is housed within the flesh, its original state is that of peace, a peacemaker. So that we return back to our humanity. So I'm offering, it's one thing to say, well, let's have a black code. Let's have a Hispanic code. Let's have a white code. Let's have a yellow code. We're still operating in the artificiality. We're not operating in the reality. This is so serious that we cannot tinker around the periphery. We must go right to the source. This is critical. We are losing our human life. So what I'm saying is, and this is just right off the top of my head, a philosophy for life is to be a peacemaker. Peacemakers. That's only one suggestion that I'm making. But the human being has to be introduced to himself. You're not black. Mm. You have no color. You're only looking at the
body you're in.
Apparatus. Yes. Just
your container.
yes,
that's
you.
All.
But you that's are the engine inside of that.
Yes.
So we have to get to that point there. To save humanity, not just a race, because, matter of fact, I thought this over for quite a short while here. You heard me mention that the African-American community has been placed on survival mode. Mm-hmm. We've been in survival mode ever since we hit the shores. But now, the whole nation has been placed on survival mode, which is hyperinflation.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
the rising of the cost of living. That is manipulated. That is orchestrated.
So people become desperate.
That's man orchestrated.
Absolutely.
And you are right. I'm just going to reflect on Brother Plump and add to what you're saying in terms of human being. A lot of people don't know that whether human beings are black, white, red, brown, or yellow, those are all of the different multicolors of the planet Earth and the universe. However, the solution is all in love. And another thing, yes, another thing is that the solution is in all of us, and all of us have to demonstrate with love. And this is why I say it's even in my name, peace, to be peaceful. I agree with that. To be plump is to be peace, to be love, to be unity in the community, to be marketing, and we are marketing all people now. And then the last P is for the people. See, so when we deal with people like Dr. King and all of them was a significant leaders, you know, that made the turning point in our life, from Dr. King to Mel Washington, for an example. And I have music on all of the brothers and sisters, including the Million Man March music. And we promoting, you know, just like over this weekend, it was what we call a historical weekend. With Brenda Taylor and Eddie Taylor, legendary daughter, and Fanny Brown, James Brown, sister keeping up the
yeah,
legacy.
I just love her. She's got some wonderful lyrics that she's putting forth. Well, Minister Plum, we got to take a break. But, you know, you have actually introduced a very important element in even this transforming those institutions to peaceful environments. What about if we played soothing music? And what about if we changed the sounds they're hearing?
Yes.
So that, and what about if we spoke
music
to
is a
those
healing
in those
music.
Environments lovingly? That's part
it
of it.
Is a
we got to take a break.
Music.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Minister Plum. We got to run.
And human being equals to 29. And that's all human beings. It equals to 29. We all are human beings. You're right, Brother Corrine. You know, we got to
take
the puzzle together.
Absolutely.
We got the solution.
Yes.
The black woman and the black man is the solution. We on the female solution right now. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
We love you, too. Keep up.
We love you, and we thank you for all the work you do. We got to take another break. When we come back, we're going to talk to someone.
Keep up the good work, Minister
Plum. Yes.
Thank you.
Definitely. We're going to come back and talk to someone from that global peace organization, Heavenly Culture, World Peace, Restoration of Light, and take a look at what our intention is in changing the way we teach, what we teach, and how we want the next generation to think, and how we want to correct the thinking of those who have seen themselves as an enemy of a society that's been an enemy to them and has put them behind bars. Can we change those institutions that house them so that when they come out, they are different people? And we're going to take the caller at 863-816 and then hear from our dear sister from HWPL. Can we bring peace to penal institutions? We'll be right back after this quick break, and we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
I speak.
Hi, I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. And in case you didn't notice the resemblance, we're also three sisters. We're going to be coming to you every week, sharing our successes and our mistakes as we navigate our lives as moms, wives, sisters, daughters, and of course, black women in today's world.
We'll talk about it all. Race, politics, religion, economics, culture, and we'll take a look at everything from whether or not to use corporal punishment to how do you teach your children about sex.
Look for our upcoming book, Growing Up Charles. It's a personal story about our lives growing up in Park on Chicago's South Side. I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're Three Black Moms.
Follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Three Black Moms.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost, and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
Tune in to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn you into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
With a Place of Peace pop-up from Susan Essentials, you are able to increase productivity, mental acuity, leaving you with higher energy and peace in just 20 minutes. We pop up at our office or yours.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
And we are back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, along with our co-host, Kareem Hamid. And we have been talking about how we are preparing to transform the prison institutions to peace education centers. There is a course called Peace Education presented by the Global Peace Organization, HWPL, which stands for Heavenly Culture, World Peace, Restoration of Light. And this organization, led by Chairman Man Healy of South
Unmuted.
Korea, has been instrumental in taking this course to schools across the world and teaching the next generation of students a way of seeing the world as one harmonious unit in which they play a role in maintaining that harmony. We know that there are people in our society that are out of harmony. They do harmful things, and it creates fear. And we have a whole criminal justice system that's supposed to be protecting people and maintaining law and order. But what has happened is that this system has become profits-driven and not protection-driven. And so there are many people who are serving time that have other issues, whether it be mental illness or poverty, simply lack of guidance. And so inflicting pain on people because they're in pain does not solve the problem, when the real problem is an absence of seeing oneself as a productive part of a whole. Punishment is not the answer. All we've done is just increase those centers of punishment, increase the prison population, that once they go in, they come out, and they've learned how to be even more destructive because of the pain that's been inflicting on them while they were behind bars. So what if instead we helped to transform them, fix what's broken inside of them, and taught them a different philosophy of living, peace, education? And once they completed that course, what if we wiped their slate clean? So rather than them being always afraid they're going to be judged for the mistakes they made in the past, no one on any interview or any housing application ever asked them, have you ever been convicted of a felony? It doesn't matter. They've been renewed, and that is the past. And now they've learned the principles of peace. What if that happened? Well, we're presenting that idea because we're going to be teaching peace education on our new online school, the New Earth Homeschool Academy, launching this September as a means of teaching those principles and skills that can add to our survival and our thriving in the society. So we're going to be shortly bringing on a representative of HWPL and talk about the meanings for this peace education class. But now let me take a call. It's been holding on. Area code 863-816, Grand Rising. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your thoughts.
Grand Rising, good morning, everyone. L.A. To Florida. I'm going to try to rifle through this real quick. I'm looking at this a connection between crime, education, and geography. And this is not a silver bullet, but I'm looking at particularly in what we call the black community here in the United States. We've gone from the promised land back to Egypt, and here's how I like to explain that. My grandmother on my mother's side, in 1900, she was probably about 15 years old. Now, she only had a sixth grade education, but she knew how to sew, make clothes. She knew how to catch food, grow food. And she grew up on an 88-acre farm, which wasn't bad then and wouldn't be bad now. That 88 acres was paid off. Now, she had an uncle. He was in his teens. Great-uncle was Jose. He had maybe a sixth-grade education, but he knew how to source his. He can go into the woods, identify the right trees, and make his own lumber because there was no such thing as Home Depot, Lowe's, or McNard's or Lumber 84, nothing like that back then. Wow. But he knew how to do that, and he built houses. Now, in 1910 was the first, when that was the start of the Great Migration. My grandmother moved off the 88-acre farm, where she basically had a debt-free life, and moved to the city and got on welfare. She had seven children. One of them was my mother. And my grandfather was blind, so basically, economically, everything was on her. And when it comes to crime, now, there was no crime involved, but 71% of the people that are locked up today, those crimes are basically rooted in the economics. Now, my uncle, the great uncle, Jose, he never paid any rent. He never had a mortgage. He never had a municipal water bill because he knew how to do all those things himself with what we would call today a sixth grade education. That was it. So Carter G. Woodson, I think in 1933, somewhere around there, he wrote the book, The Miseducation of the Negro. So from my point of view, I think a lot of the people that are locked up today, black or white, have basically been miseducated on the basics of sustainability. And I'll let land my plane on this. 92% of the black people in this country, they live in areas in which I would call high incarcerated geographical areas. If they would just move outside of those areas, they wouldn't be messed with. I'll land my plane there.
Thank you so much, L.A. I certainly agree. And that's the reason why we are launching the New Earth Homeschool Academy, because the things that people really need to learn for their survival are not taught in public schools, and people are steered toward hopelessness and helplessness, which lands them in the prison system. So we've got our first course that we're teaching is Parenting with Peace, which is a 12-week course for parents to teach, guide, and correct children using love and not fear. That is the foundation, and that certainly is a means of creating the right mindset for the human being. The second course, which we'll be introducing, is Peace Education, and working in partnership with HWPL, this 12-week course teaches the principles of sharing, fairness, conflict resolution, and ways of living in harmony with the environment and with our fellow beings. Our third course is Grow Your Own Food, another 12-week course for urban and rural dwellers, how to recognize freely growing edible and medicinal plants, how to prepare soil and cultivate plants, and recipes for nutritional use of plants. And New Earth stands for Natural Environment, Wholesome Education, Awakening Responsibility to Humanity. So this online academy is a way to empower people. And one of the reasons why we wanted to introduce the peace education and make it available for those serving time is because it does, in fact, change your thinking about why you exist. And as what Brother Kareem is saying, you're not just this body, whatever color it is. You're the spirit. You're the soul inside the body, and you're here for a purpose. So we've got to help people see themselves in a greater light, rather than somebody who deserves pain because they made errors in judgment based on a society that really treated them badly. So before we take our next call, I want to bring on someone from the HWPL organization, that global peace organization that has been instrumental in preparing people to live in peace by following different principles of behavior, so that we can be mutually respectful of each other, which is the beginning. And we'll share more comments from our Facebook family. But first, let me welcome to our show my beautiful, dear sister, Cheryl Jones, HWPL. Thank you so much for joining us today on The Female Solution.
Thank you so much, Naima. Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm so excited to be able to share about peace education, and I'm even more excited that you yourself are, you know, the first, you're the first student to take part in this amazing educational program. So I have been with this organization since it started. We've been around since 1984, and we have so many amazing initiatives that surround peace. And one of the initiatives that we have, obviously, is peace education. And when this took off, wow, it was just, you know, this is something that's so fundamental, right? But yet it's also something that have taken for granted. So, and to be able to sit down and dig into truly what is peace. I took the course myself, of course, you know, So, and being able to understand what peace is and to really dig into these fundamental ideas was just absolutely amazing. And you just don't really think about, you know, these basic things that make up peace and how we can obtain peace, right? So what we've done is we've come up with a 12 lessons that make up this program. It's a 12-week program where the instructor or, you know, it's basically for anyone who wants to take the course, and obviously it is free. And it's going to teach some very basic things about peace, really truly understanding how can we obtain peace. What is peace? You know, peace is a mindset, you know, and what was the root cause of why peace was broken? So I think, you know, when we look at, you know, why peace was broken, it was because of greed.
Yes. Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Greed. At the end of the day, it always boils down to the money. And people want more and more and more and more and more and more. And not just money. I mean, we got power. There's so many reasons why there's, you know, there's this element of greed. And so in order for peace to be restored, we as leaders, we have to work together. You know, we can't do this on our own. We have to stop at some point. You know, at what point do we say, okay, let's just sit down and really, really look at the crux of this and what do we need to do in order to be peace ambassadors, in order to be peacekeepers? You know, we have to look at ourselves first. We really have to look at ourselves, our mindset, our heart, and determine how we're gonna bring this peace back. How we're gonna reestablish this peace. What are we gonna do? How are we gonna do it? So, this program helps to establish that mindset. Okay, and I think another thing that we have to understand is that disorder is something also that disrupts peace. So if there's no order, there's not going to be any peace.
Absolutely.
Right? So
that is true.
Yeah. So I was listening earlier to, you know, what some of the brothers and the sisters were saying earlier, and I think one of the brothers said that we have to be introduced to ourselves. And I grabbed a hold of that because it's true. We don't really know why we're here, what we're doing, what's the purpose. But based on your question, Sister Naima, when you brought up the question about, you know, can this be something that can be brought up or established in the prison system? Of course it can. It's a mindset. And that heart and that mind has to be willing, you know. It has to be willing and has to have a desire to even want to have this peace and order and safety. So it's not an impossible thing. It is absolutely possible. But I think for us leaders, we have to be educated. So we need the knowledge. We need to have that faith, and we need to put those elements into action so that we can bring about this change. Because it's not going to happen, you know, unless we put it into action. Right? So, I mean, we have to be those who set the standard for this peace and this order. And so Heavenly Culture World Peace, Restoration of Light, a.k.a. HWPL, wants to work with leaders, members of clergy, members of, you know, leaders of peace organizations. I mean, we will literally work with
anyone who is willing to help us get peace established. Truly we are, because we have that desire, because we really want to see this happen. We want to help make it happen. And so the program that we have, Peace Education, it's, again, you know, it's, this is something that's free, and it's for anyone who wants to learn it and understand it and just simply share it, put it out there. That's the first step, you know, in us doing the work of trying to establish peace. So we want to we want to teach ourselves first and then teach others, you know, how to plant the seeds of peace, how to be peacekeepers, you know, what is, and another thing, you know, conflict resolution. I think that's a big, big, big deal.
Yes.
Right? So.
Because mostly, and I agree that that's one of the main things that people need to learn, especially mm-hmm. in a society where war keeps being the answer to conflict. But like you pointed out, greed is the underlying thing, because you look at the industry that gets wealthy whenever there's a war, the weapons manufacturing industry. So
Absolutely. That
becomes very profitable. And as mm-hmm. a result, that's a deterrent for actually resolving things peacefully, because somebody wants to get paid as long as there's a conflict that requires purchasing arms. So that greed factor is something, like you said, that has to be addressed, because that's what breaks the peace.
That's a huge piece of it, Naima, Sister Naima. That is a huge, huge piece of it, because these industries, they don't care about anything else except the money.
Yeah.
It's all about profit. And so, and again, I just, you know, I just want to reiterate that we as leaders, at some point, we have to be willing to work together to set the standard and to put this into action.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
And again, I'm so excited that you were willing to learn the program and be willing to share it and get your school going and your students in place. And so we're just really excited about this program. Is international, by the way. It's not just something that we're trying to do here in Illinois. This is an international program, because our organization is international. So this is happening all over the globe. But as far as the peace schools, right now, at this moment, there's about 50 peace schools all over the world that are based on this material. So we have to teach our children conflict resolution. So that it has to be taught very early. This material can be taught to small children all the way up to, you know, adults.
Absolutely. You know, of course, and one taking the course, what I saw early on was that the principles make sense. So if we're going to be effective, the society has to mirror those principles. That means that we can't have institutions that are greed-based and therefore abusing people, because that's violating the peace. So justice and peace
Absolutely.
Go hand in hand. And when we think of justice, it's like, what is just? What is right? What is fair? And like Kareem was saying earlier, our co-host was saying earlier about people being reduced to the level of survival and then having basic needs taken away from them.
Absolutely.
That's unjust. And that creates disorder. As you said, you can't have peace if you have disorder. If we have people that are living on the edge and on the fringe and worried about where their next meal is coming from and all kinds of things that come as a result of us not doing some basic things like sharing resources so that people can have what they need. a lot of wars in the past came from people just not sharing, or somebody saying, well, look, we have it, we want to take what they have too. And so greed becomes a factor where we're just going to go and take it. We have to develop a consciousness of cooperation and not competition in terms of I want to have more than you have, I'm going to take what you have. But it's got to be a harmonious and seeing how the world works in harmony. One thing I love about the Course is that you first understand that nature works in harmony. There's a balance. So if we, the human being, are going to be in balance with nature, our systems have to also work in harmony. We can't be adversarial. And that's one of the reasons I thought about if we're going to have this education be taught to inmates in prison, they have to also be taught to those who are supervising them and watching over them and, in a sense, taking care of them, the guards, the administration. Everybody has to be on one accord. What is our objective here? Is our objective to make these people feel miserable and hurt them and be in pain because they need to be punished, they need to suffer because of what they did? Mm-hmm. Or is our objective to heal the hurt inside of them that made them make hurtful decisions and give them an understanding of how they are essential to the whole of humanity, how they are part of a whole, and how they must operate in harmony with the whole for the purpose of enhancing life for all? So if we're going to teach that principle, which is the right spiritual principle, then the institution has to reflect that, and the people who work in the institution has to reflect it, which means their attitude can't be, well, I need to be nasty to this person, and I need to hurt them because they hurt other people. They deserve pain. That can't be the mindset. So everybody has to be on the mindset of peace, and that's the goal that we have in helping people to see who they are, like Kareem was saying. Who are you? You're the soul inside this body, and your soul is a part of the great soul, the one soul, the creator of the universe. So all of us as souls have to be in harmony in regards to how we look, where we're from. We have to be in harmony, and we have to operate as one. And those who have been damaged by their experiences, those who have done damaging things, they have to be healed from the hurt within, restored to wholeness, so they can once again operate as part of the whole in harmony. Indeed. And if we can do that with those institutions, we'll see the world change. Yes, go ahead, Brother Green.
Yes. Yes, praise be to God. You know, the decision makers are not ignorant people. They are intelligent people. Very intelligent. They have a high intellect. But it is unintelligent to divorce intelligence from morality. From morality and ethics. And ethics. So the moral intelligence, we want an ethical society. A sense of intelligent, moral, and ethical decision making. I'm not doubting one's intelligence, but it has to be coupled with ethics and morality. There is a universal standard of what is ethical behavior. These standards is what has held up civilizations ever since the beginning of civilization. We cannot divorce the moral factor and the ethical factor in being human, in being human. And let me say this. It begins in the home.
Absolutely.
It begins in the home.
Yeah.
If there is only one member of the family that values moral and ethical behavior Stand your ground. Speak out. Speak up. Because many come from homes that there is not justice even inside the home, and morality is non-existent in ethical behavior. We just want to be smart, and we'll use those smarts to exploit people, to take advantage of people that do not have the same intelligent acuity. And you mentioned something very important, the desire to share, even universally. God has placed enough resources on this earth to sustain everyone on the earth. But governments and institutions must have the desire to share. That will, God willing, decrease the call for war all the time.
That's it.
But we cannot divorce ourselves from ethics and morals. I'll stop right there, my sister.
Absolutely. We got to take a last break, Cheryl. Are you able to stay with us? We've got a couple of calls in line. I may want to ask some questions regarding peace education and HWPL. Are you able to stay with us for the next 20 minutes?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
I have a caller here on AM360 board, too. Inshallah, we'll open up their lines at the appropriate time.
All righty. And we've got 773-801 coming to you next. And if you're listening online, want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325 or 515-605-9891. And press 1 when you're ready to speak, and we'll come right to you and get your thoughts. And we'll be right back after this quick break. So stay with us.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Poussin. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Shauna. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and Move Around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325, and press 1 to speak.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com where you can also review my three-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
Unmuted.
And we are back. You are listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, along with our co-host Kareem Hamid, and they were talking about transforming institutions from prison institutions to peace education centers. We have our guest today, Cheryl Jones of the global peace organization HWPL, which stands for Heavenly Culture, World Peace, Restoration of Light. Such a mouthful, and says quite a bit about what our goal is for planet Earth. So how can we touch the hearts of those who have been people who have been misguided and have harmed themselves and others with their activities? Well, punishment is not the answer. Giving pain to people who are in pain only creates more pain. So how do we bring them to a level of peace? Well, we're talking about that today. And, of course, we've got a number of callers who've expressed their thoughts. And, Brother Graham, we can take a caller, and then we'll go to your switchboard and take the next caller. And if I can go to area code 779-801, introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your thoughts.
Greetings and Grand Rising. This is Maika, and I want to commend you all on your thought. It's a wonderful thought, and it's doable, and that's awesome. I remember early in my life, in the 1970s, I had developed a Robin Hood mindset, take from the rich and give to the poor. And I would probably be locked up under the jail as a result of my creative and exploitive abilities. However, I met Reverend James Bevel, and he convinced me that that was not the correct mindset. His principle was that he taught me, and I'll never forget it because it saved my life, was that your ends and your means must be congruent. Mm. If you want turnip greens, you don't plant tomato seeds.
Mm-hmm.
What you plant, yeah. The seed that you plant is going to be the fruit that you bear. And it made so much sense to me. It actually wiped out my Robin Hood concept that I could take from the rich and give to the poor. And so I'm here today as a result of that, still living that principle. And I was coming home the other day, and I was putting the food that I had bought in the wagon. And I heard one of the ladies who comes to help her disabled brother in the building where I live, she said, she was telling another lady, she said, I want to be like Miss Maika. She don't let nothing bother her. I said, you talking about me? Another lady said, it's all good. I said, okay, cool. And I thought to myself, people really do be looking at you and observing you as to how you carry yourself and your carriage, you know. And I thought I have to be more conscious of the carriage that I do project out there, because I do want to be an example to others of how they can be also. And it's all of my highest attainment, what I set for my goal coming out of high school. I didn't want to go to college, but my goal was to have peace of mind. Because when I looked around me, all of my family were college graduates except for my mother, and they didn't have peace of mind. They were anxious. Mm. They were capitalists, and you know, had this, you know, big egos. And my thought was, if college make you be like that, I don't want college. You know, I don't want that. And I already know how to learn. I know how to learn anything I want to learn. So I'll just pursue my learning, what I want to learn. And I did. But my goal was peace of mind. and it's achievable, where no matter where you are, you can be at peace. And I've had the great opportunity to live mm-hmm. in some of the most dangerous places in the world
mm-hmm.
and maintain peace of mind. I've never carried a weapon, never even considered having a weapon, because I never felt threatened mm-hmm. by anybody. So I know that peace of mind is achievable. Now, in the educational mm-hmm. model that I project, Naima, the first mm-hmm. learning is self, that people have
yeah.
to understand who they are as spirit, mm-hmm. mind, emotion, and body. And from there,
yes.
they have to understand the wealth that is consumed as a result of this having been given to us, a spirit, a mind, emotion, and a body. That wipes out the need for greed, because if you're going to deal with
mm-hmm.
The problem of greed, which is probably one of the biggest problems in the world, you have to help people who come up feeling a lack to feel wealthy and abundant.
Yes.
And that comes from self-learning, learning who you are, what you are, and the gifts and skills and talents and abilities that have been given to you by God Allah. So thank you so much for the work that you're doing. And I would like to take this peace education course that is being offered and be
oh, yeah.
a part of the work that
awesome.
You're doing also, Naima. Thank you so much again.
Oh, yes. And thank you so much.
Thank
yes,
you.
It'll definitely happen. And I'm so glad that you shared that about the Robin Hood thought that you had, you know, well, I take from
mm-hmm.
the rich and give to the poor. You know, a lot of people who steal, they feel like, well, since other people have more than I have and they won't share, actually, I should take from them. And so they feel justified. They don't see themselves as doing wrong or doing bad. I mean, how many people have decided to lift things from stores? You know, they feel like, hey, they're charging these high prices. They know people can't afford these clothes. Well, I want this, and I have a right to take it. So, I mean, you can convince yourself that what you're doing is right, because you're
mm-hmm.
feeling like the people who are withholding from you are doing wrong. And that's part of what creates the crime environment, is those who are feeling deprived and feeling that they don't have the skills to create for themselves what they need.
Mm-hmm.
They feel like the right thing to do is to take from others who have more than what they need. And people who still don't see themselves as criminals, they see themselves as evening the score and doing what's justice because other people are depriving them. And that's a mindset. So
mm-hmm.
thank you so much, Maika, for sharing that thought, because that really is what causes crime in especially low-income areas, a
mm-hmm.
feeling of deprivation, and therefore people deserve to be stolen from because they won't share with me and they won't help me get what I need, so I'll just take what they have, and then I'll make it even. That's a thought.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, Naima?
Yes.
I'm grateful that Maika shared that with us.
Mm-hmm.
Here's
mm-hmm.
another mindset that we must eradicate from our thinking. The rich is not the enemy.
Mm.
We have to come away from that type of thinking that leads to crime.
Yes.
The rich, or sometimes they are rich because they have favorable situations
mm-hmm.
and circumstances. We should not try to punish them or hate
mm-hmm.
them because they have more than what we have.
Right.
The rich and the poor, if they should work in concert with each other. The rich needs the poor, and we have to bear witness the poor needs the rich, and do not
mm-hmm.
just blanketly label them as the enemy.
Absolutely.
We should eradicate that type of thinking.
Right. Well, you know, I think the peace education
mm-hmm.
course, I think, would help people realize if you have an overabundance, you know, at some point you're hoarding, and wealth needs to circulate just like blood needs to circulate. If blood
mm-hmm.
gathers in one part of your body, eventually that part of your body is going to become diseased and have to maybe be amputated. So wealth has to circulate.
Can briefly share this with you. This is current. We know Warren Buffett is one of the, he is among some of the wealthiest men on this earth. Warren Buffett has willed all of his assets to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation because they do such wonderful, huge charitable work.
Mm-hmm.
And he was asked, why would you give away everything to them? He said, because I want to make paradise.
Wow. When I leave here, I know I got to answer for all the stuff I have. And did I share it or did I withhold it from people? Yeah. Think about that. Absolutely. That's a thought. We got a couple of callers here, and I know you got a call on your line. We have 706-202 and 773-737. Did you want to take your call, and then I'll take those two? And everybody, if you can just give us a minute, because we're winding down.
We're winding down. Yes, we are. Erica, 410-298. Please take your name and where you're calling from, please. Erica, 410-298. Take your phone off of mute. Erica, 410-298. Okay, Naima, they are not responding.
All right, well, let me go to 706-202 and then 773-737, you're next. So 706-202, introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your thoughts.
Assalamu alaikum and grand rising to your guest and you, Naima. This is Brother Kwame Sunhorse. I'm sitting here in Edenton, Georgia, stolen land of the Muskogee Creek. And I came in a little late, but listening to the dialogue, it says what basically has been talked about earlier. And I thank Maika for bringing clarity to oneself, and that's the important part. But we talk about crime, and you have to really look at the word. Is that person is that does those things, it's a cry from me that I don't have, that I do what I do.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cry from me. That's the word, C-R-I, cry,
cry.
Me. Cry. And that's what the person is doing. It's a way of them crying to say that I don't have enough. So I'm going to take what I don't have because they don't have the wealth of knowledge of self. Because if you have the wealth of knowledge of self, you would need to cry because your need would be met because the Creator gives us what's needed. In the forest, everything is given to the trees, the plant relatives, animals, and insects and creatures that live here, even the birds. They're given what they need. There is not crime in that. And so the crime is man's disorder of disconnecting from his mother earth and trying to take all that she reproduces to hoard his need, his cry for more, his cry for more land, his cry for more mineral resources from her. And that's what we see as the crime, because he's crying because he doesn't know how to be in order with his mother. And so we're challenged by being in an urban area because we're made orphans. You are banned from your mother. That's what urban stands for. You are banned. And being banned from the wealth of what the forest and the earth produces, it's showing you that that's what your cry is. That's the crime that you're committing.
Mm,
and so
I can see that.
Right, and we have to look at, we're using these words, but not really defining what they're telling us. You know, when we say evil and devil, is because if I live right and I have the resources that's given to me from the earth, I don't have to be looking at myself that I'm living in lack. I'm living in abundance. And people talk about karma. If you got karmic debt, that means you had to have wealth. You have a universe of karmic wealth, and you come here attempting to see how to use that here, when you see what is here is already gifted to you to give you the abundance of what you're doing. Because when you talk about money, and that's what's in the book Abundance, it says my own natural energy yield, how I am utilizing my energy. My energy creates my emotions, creates my movement of thought and light.
That's true. That's true. And you know, Baba Kwame, what we were talking about earlier, and people being able to use their gifts and skills and believe they have the ability to create, that would remove that belief that you have to take from somebody in order to have. Because all of us have the skills and ability to create what we need. We just need to know that. And when we know that, then we can be balanced in our thinking. We got another call. We're going to try to squeeze in Baba Kwame before we go and get, you know, some wrap-up comments from our guests and co-hosts. But I thank you so much, as always, for sharing your wisdom and reminding us that everything begins with our harmony with planet Earth, our home, our mother. Area code 773-737. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your wisdom.
Well, hallelujah. Greetings, Global Transformers, Grand Rising. Quickly, it is written in the Black History Book whose hero is a woolly-haired man with bronze-colored feet to match his bronze-colored face. As a man thinketh, so as he thinketh in his heart, in his head, but as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. And when they talk about the 10 talents, these were all gifts. The one that got 10 made 10. He really had to work hard. The one that got 5 made 5. He has to work hard. The one that received 1, is this all I get? It was a gift. What am I supposed to do with this? Why didn't I get more? I deserved all of this. And at the end of the day, that one was taken away from him. Carter G. was Benjamin Mays, one of Reverend Dr. Prophet King's teachers, he said this: everybody born is given something special and unique to do. And if that person does not do it, it will never get done. So one of the keys is being grateful. This was a gift. You didn't earn this, but that is the problem. When we are thinking that we are more deserving than somebody else. So this young lady that they was interviewing, the children who was a carjacker, she was 16 years old. And when they asked her, why did she hijack a car? She said, because I needed to go somewhere. So she said, anything wrong with I just come up and take yours because I'm so important. I needed to go somewhere. And
what do you think about that? Well, you know, Mama D, that's exactly the mindset that so many people who are serving time have. I needed it. I don't care about you. And that's why. And I thank all of you all who lent your words to this conversation. That's why we need peace education, because it teaches us that we are part of a whole and not selfishly thinking, I'm going to get what I want regardless of how I'm hurting someone else. And this is why we're looking forward to presenting peace education in those prison institutions where people have had that mindset of selfishness and the mindset of greed, because that's what creates the disorder in our society. So, Cheryl, we've got about a minute for you to give us a last statement before we go and hear from our co-host and wrap up. Go right ahead. what would you give us a last word of wisdom regarding why people need peace education?
The reason why we need peace education is we want to leave a lasting legacy for our children and our children's children and many generations to come. Just like we leave lasting legacies in our families, in our communities, we want to do the same for as it pertains to peace. And we have to work together in order to be able to ensure that that is a reality and that we can make that happen.
Absolutely. And I love it. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're
we
welcome.
Appreciate
Thank you so much. Thank you, Naima, for having me. Thank you so much.
Yes, this has been a wonderful opportunity to share. And thanks to all of you who have listened and joined in and asked and added their comments on our Facebook page. Viata says you today have an entitlement mind, and we definitely need to remove that sense of entitlement and replace it with a sense of sharing. And thank you, Brother Kareem, for your words of wisdom. And we appreciate you so very much. And to our American Muslim 360 family, thank you for all those who've called in. And look for the New Earth Homeschool Academy Teachable.com this September, offering peace education, offering parenting with peace, and offering grow your own food as classes that can help transform our society. Thank you all so very much, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for using Global Soul Food. Goodbye.
With Dr. Debbie Green.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, jeret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.